Yeah, thanks, Porrick. So then we have the final standings in the groups in the Donegal Senior Championship and the quarter-final lineup as well. Just to confirm the full-time score here at Davy Brenner Memorial Park, it resulted in a comfortable 5-point win for Neve Connell as they defeated Gweedore 114-19 was how the tie finished up. So the quarter-finals, we'll confirm the quarter-finals for you here, Porrick. St Eunan's, who actually topped the standings, will face St Michael's, who finished 8th. Kilcar were 2nd, and they play the 7th place team, which is Killybegs. Eirua, who finished 3rd, are taking on the 6th place team, which is Gweedore. And Neve Connell will take on Glenswilly as 4th play 5th. And that is probably the tie of the round. Neve Connell involved in a tie of the round once again. It's going to be the battle of the neighbouring parishes in the last 8 of the championship, as Neve Connell will take on Glenswilly. The standings, St Eunan's somehow surprisingly finished top. We knew that St Eunan's and Kilcar, there was a fair chance of both of those teams finishing top on the table, but what order? And the fact that Kilcar had only beat Bundoran by just a single score, St Eunan's scored more than Kilcar, and by just 1 point on the score difference, St Eunan's are finishing top on 8 points with a score difference of plus 43. Kilcar finished 2nd, also in 8 points with plus 42 of a score difference, and Eirua finishing up on 8 points after their slender 1.1 in Milford. They finished 3rd and a score difference of plus 21. Neve Connell finished 4th on 7 points with plus 19. Glenswilly also finished on 7 points. They had plus 14. They sit in 5th position. Gweedore, having won their 3 opening games and suffering a first defeat here today, finished 6th on 6 points with a score difference of plus 18. Killybegs also finished on 6th, but they had plus 14 on their score difference. And then St Michael's, they finished in 8th position, having finished on 5 points plus 7. St Michael's, of course, finishing on 5 after that one in St Noel's today. So that was the top 8. Safe in senior football for another season. For Masters and McCool's, both finished on 3. They suffered defeats today at the hands of Glenfinn and McCool's. And how crucial was that one for Glenfinn? Their first win of the year, coming on round 4 and enough to secure their senior status for another season. And how crucial was that point of Clohanilly earlier in the campaign? Because that single point has kept the men from Fulcara in the senior football. The bottom 4 is Bundoran, St Noel's, Ardrah and Milford in that order, all finishing with 0 points. But the best in the score difference was Bundoran, minus 27, St Noel's minus 30, Ardrah minus 31 and Milford minus 38. That means Bundoran will play Milford and St Noel's will take on Ardrah in the relegation playoff. So then, Brendan Kilcoyne, a lot to go through there. The game that we attended today, just to wrap it up, Charles McGuinness finished up with a goal in the point. Kieran Thompson, who was very good today, he scored 3 points. The likes of Jack McKelvey, John O'Malley, Brick Malloy, Kevin McGettigan, all stepping up with 2 points. Anthony Thompson with a point as well for the hosts. They won the game by 5 points, but it was a comfortable 5 points in the end. 114-19 was how things ended up, and really from the outset it seemed to be there was only going to be one winner in this one, Brendan.
Yeah, you'd have to say that just watching it. You know, Dave Connell were in control the whole way through the game. I suppose with Finnan Coyle's goal maybe 10 minutes into the second half, it maybe was going to ask some questions, and to be fair to Neve Connell, they answered all the questions straight away. 4 points on the trot and suddenly the game was over, 112-15 to open up a 6-7 point lead there at that response kind of thing. It was a fantastic response from Neve Connell. They looked better in most positions across the field. I think Trevor Alcorn, you know, would be disappointed with Gweedore's performance today. They didn't really contest enough. They didn't ask enough questions of Neve Connell, who seemed to have the answers to any questions that were asked. So Neve Connell march on confidently and comfortably into a quarter final where they're going to face their neighbours, as you said, Glenswilly. Interesting tie. And, you know, they'll be happy with where they're at. Their performances have incrementally improved as the weeks went on. We saw them in the Bridge. They played reasonably well too. You feel there's still more in them. They've a couple of players to come back. You know, they were short a couple of players today. Brendy McDyer, who was the man of the match last week. Keelan McGill, who played really well too last week. So they have a couple of more players to come back in. Will Owen McGettigan make the championship this year? That's a question I don't have the answer to. I'm just asking it. He would obviously be a huge addition to them. So they'll be reasonably happy going into a quarter final, so they will. But they know they're coming up against their old foes, Glenswilly, and they've had some titanic tussles down through the years. So Glenswilly, after a tough battle, you have to give credit to their draw today. You know, our draw playing at home really put it up to Glenswilly. But Michael Murphy, from the report, you know, was sublime at the edge of the square. Four marks or five marks, I think he had in a period of time, and you know, that's really hard to defend against. So Glenswilly be happy to be in the quarterfinals, and they'll be looking to ask questions of Nathan Connell in that quarter, so they will, Oisín.
Yeah, well, let's look at the other quarterfinals. I know you're on with Brendan in the DL debate tomorrow evening after the 7 o'clock news, and you'll be churning out more of this in depth, Brendan. But was it a surprise to you that St Union's finished top?
No, not really. Why would it be? Union's are favourites, the reigning champions going in, I suppose. You would expect it when you were looking at the games during the week. They were only by a point. You would expect Kilcar to go to Bundoran on current form and win more comfortably. That didn't transpire to be the case. And you have to give great credit to Bundoran in that respect. They asked a lot of questions to Kilcar, who I believe are short a number of players today. But Bundoran were fighting for their lives, and they put up a really, really good performance against Kilcar. And, you know, they nearly slipped away from the relegation zone. But playing like that, you would expect them to get there. So St Junans, you know, they've dealt with everything. They haven't really had any major tests yet, and you would expect them, you know, they're coming up against the St Michael's team, who they've had the upper hand on in recent years too. So they have now, you know, Michael's, no, not too many people are going to give Michael's too much of a chance going into that. But interestingly, you could still have the four, the big four in the last four in the semi-finals of the championship. They've been kept apart at the quarter-finals, so they have, and that's the most interesting thing that's come out of the kind of quarter-final pairings in my view, Oisín.
Yeah. Gudor suffered defeat here today. You'll expect them to be a wee bit closer to Éire, and obviously Kilcar taking on Killybegs. That's a huge big derby.
Huge local derby down there. You know, they live in each other's pockets. They know each other really well, so they will, you know. And listen, Kilcar will obviously go in at favourites and deservedly go in at favourites into that game. But that won't concern Killybegs. They'll be ready. They'll prepare diligently for it. Manus will have them well prepped for it. Whether they have enough for Kilcar at this particular stage remains to be seen. On the basis of what you know, you wouldn't think so. You would expect Kilcar to win, but listen, that's the beauty of championship football. It's a once-off shot.
Yeah, and just before we finish up, Brendan, we'll touch on what the playoffs are going to be in the relegation end of things. Bundoran will play Milford, and St Nolls will take on Ardra in the semi-finals of relegation. Those four teams are the only teams not to win in the championship this year. They haven't picked up a point as yet in this campaign after four games. But it's amazing the way the structure is, that a one now at this stage of the year in the semi-final stage, and you're safe with the rest of the senior sides next year.
Yeah, and listen, it's concerning. You just look at the score difference on the minus 27, minus 30, minus 31, minus 38. Like, you know, so that means that they've on average lost between, you know, 8 and 10 points each game, and that's concerning. So it is. Now, to be fair, on the contrary to that, them four teams put up good performances today. Whilst they didn't get the win, at least they battled hard and they asked questions of the opposition team. So, you know, they'll be taking that positive out of today's game going into the relegation playoffs. And, you know, it really is a toss-up what team can get their act together to pull it out. But they're going to get a double chance. If that's not good enough, they don't deserve to be in senior football. And maybe it needs to be looked at. Maybe some of these teams aren't strong enough to be playing senior championship. But that's an argument and a discussion for another day, Oisín.
Okay, and just finally, for Masters, McCool's, Glenfinn and Clohanilly, all safe.
All safe. Pack their bags, go on holidays, enjoy the rest of the year. No more worries.